to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Obviously, to last. So my mom worked at Izubuko. Mm. Izubuko Primary School in Katlehong. Mm. She worked as an admin clerk. So I think they would all just share the corruption. I don't know if it's leftover peanut butter and jam from the feeding school, but there will always be that. Yeah. And I love eating that with bread. I always loved like peanut butter and jam as well, just growing up, because it was in abundance at home.
And you, Ghost Lady, what is your dish?
Funny enough, I used to love inkomas, and I still love
inkomas.
Yes.
Inkomas. I love inkomas.
Putu, and inkomas.
Or umvubo. It was umvubo.
Umvubo.
It's the bread. Like when you...
Oh, yes, brown bread.
When you like smash the bread. And
hey, you guys have weird names for these things, man. Umvubo.
Umvubo, boy. Umvubo and umvubo. We're whipping the meal, dog.
You could do that. If
yeah,
you don't have...
Yeah, when you pick small... pieces from the
bread, and then you just have inkomas.
It's funny how you guys, when you come to the north, now you don't have these things anymore.
Oh, I do. Ooh,
I do.
I'm funny. You know, like, man, my woman knows, like, cook putu. Mm. You don't want to make someone, like, maybe cook it every day.
Which kind of putu are you having? The Zulu weird one?
Yeah. There's only one putu, weird one. Bro. There's some pogo and Xhosa people call them pogo. Zulu people to putu. Yeah, that's rice. I mean,
yeah, the one that looks like rice.
Ricey
yeah,
pap.
Yeah, that's not putu, man.
It
that's
is putu.
What do you mean? What's
that
putu,
is putu
in Venda? The putu is the real one, my man.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
You stole the word from the Venda Zulu people, maybe.
Yeah.
Or Zulu people stole the word from you.
I don't know. That putu. Do you know that putu? The ricey one.
You don't like
it's weird.
What am I? Putu putu.
It's terrible.
Amazing.
So you mean
bro.
In Venda, you've got something called uputu?
We've got putu. It's like pap, but harder. It's not soft.
Oh.
So the Venda pap is soft.
Yeah, like porridge.
Like the one that you make.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very porridge.
Porridge.
Yes. Yeah. That's the Venda
pap. Then your putu is.
Putu is hard,
but it's still solid form.
Yes.
Like you can cut a square out of the dish.
Yes. Am I lying? Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's a real putu, yeah.
And then what do you call the grated pap?
I don't know. I only saw that when I came to Joburg.
That is amazing, bro. With some khuzi, like, or like some a gravy from meat that was being cooked.
You can miss me.
And spinach. Like at home, me guam, where's you? You're going to cook... Either for a week, there'll be like a huge thing of either spinach or cabbage because I really love those things.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This thing of moving to the suburb and you don't eat cabbage anymore.
Exactly.
I had cabbage today. There's cabbage in my fridge. What do you mean?
Cheers.
And spinach.
Cheers.
I'm going to be
this
cooking
week, it's
cabbage.
Spinach. I'll take a thingy of you. A picture for you. In fact, let me show you.
Uh-huh.
So I was cooking the other day. So I was cooking the other day and I cooked spinach. Me, I love my veggies, bro.
Yeah.
This thing of what uge kakhulu lento sakhula, it does not make sense to me. Like, I mean, uge kakhulu sakhula manje awusayidli.
Derere,
when
last
did you see?
Derere, do you know derere? You know derere?
Look.
So you cook?
Wow.
Spinach.
You cook.
Wow.
Jeez, such a big pot though, bro.
Four? I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Chicken stew.
Hey, chicken stew. Hey, you're cooking, so.
I cook the chicken stew in a massive pot because, like, so that there'll be leftovers and I'll eat whenever I want to eat.
For his kaftini.
Yeah, for his kaftini and stuff. So, like, I really love my traditional. Bro, one way to my heart, it's traditional food, man. Like, Dombolo, uputu with meat or stew or beef stew or lamb stew. And then you definitely need greens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like greens. Even the spinach. You see how much spinach there was in that lunchbox. Because the spinach sangui but disappears in the pot.
Yeah,
I bought like lots of spinach just to have it throughout the week. Or sometimes cabbage. But it will be one of those. And then there'll be other veggies as well, you know, that you'll cook on the day. But I love traditional food, bro. I'm a sucker for it.
Mm. And you, Fat Checker, as a 2000, what's your traditional food. Sushi, what are we talking?
Yeah.
Corns.
Probably.
Mac and cheese.
What's your go-to veg checker?
Yeah.
Go-to.
Growing up, I used to love cheese grillers. That was my go-to.
Oh,
my
what the?
Yeah, I usually get us. Cheese grillers. It's good cheese.
What is that?
Yeah.
So your mom made you cheese grillers?
Yeah, like your mom. Toast with cheese inside and it's melted.
Wait.
That was
toast.
My vibes. Yes.
Oh,
and
not
noodles.
The sausage with the infused cheese.
Oh, you mean that sausage? No. Mm-mm. I mean like a toast. It has cheese inside.
Toasted sandwich.
It's cheese grill.
Yeah.
No, cheese grill is the sausage.
Yeah.
With the infused cheese.
Exactly.
Well, my bad.
But still, it's a weird tradition.
What about dead?
It's not a traditional meal. That's what I had as growing up. Traditionally, I like chotlo, which is a Tswana meat. Chotlo. It's like shredded meat that was boiled with...
We had it in Botswana, remember?
With salt.
Oh, yes.
That's shredded meat.
Oh, that's nice.
That shredded meat is nice.
That's,
I had a kudu in Botswana.
That's
what
Botswana.
I like. Kastam. Oh, it's called
chotlo. Kudu.
What about babisa? There's a word for the meat, man. That's very like, ngathi na masterings.
Pulled.
Yeah, pulled.
Pulled pork. Pulled beef.
Pulled pork. Yeah, pulled pulpits.
What about?
It's not beef. Just depends. Yeah.
What about chicken head?
In China,
you ever had a chicken
pulpits.
Head?
Oh no.
Like pulled pitbulls.
I don't even want to try it. I've never had chicken heart. Never had feet, obviously. I mean, hard body, obviously. But the heart and the head, no thank you.
What's hard?
Heart. Beloya chicken. And the head. I've never eaten those.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think I'd want to try them.
Wait, I don't get
that. Is there meat in the head, though?
Hold on, why?
Yeah, but the eye is juicy. And,
my
God.
Neck, you see.
Yeah, when you eat eyes, that's seafood.
It's seafood.
When you eat eyes of any
animal.
No,
man, you need some culture, bruh. What about Mashonja? Mashonja.
I don't get that.
No.
What?
My mom is Tswana speaking, so we do not cook amasonja as a traditional meal. What Saul was speaking about with the dumpling and then there's a stew inside the same pot, that's what we make. It's one of my favorites, but it doesn't beat chotlo. Like chotlo
neme, neme.
For me. I don't know what
you're talking about.
Neme, it's insects.
Yeah, those bugs.
Those bugs that come out.
You're missing out, eh?
I'm cool with what I know.
Even I don't eat them.
Oh, they're delicious.
You're heartless, though. Well, your plate is heartless because you don't eat chicken hearts. But I don't get it. Why not hearts?
My mom has never bought them because there used to be this Tswana saying that if oja pelo o tla bana le pelonyane, meaning you're going to be short shorter. And then if you eat a tongue. And if you eat the tongue as a kid, otro bua too much.
Oh, it's a superstition.
So I don't eat tongue. Reasons. I don't.
And the liver.
Oh, I love livers, but it depends.
But
ox or
it will
and
make
chicken.
You brave.
It'll make you brave.
It's mindy.
Yeah, it will make you brave.
What?
It will make you brave.
How nice mind.
But that's the way.
Oh, that's so funny, man.
Liver's also one of my favorite
chocolates. Oh, livers. Oh, yeah.
Liver and pup, like, and spinach.
Yes.
Can't forget the spinach.
There's a guy in Kelvin. You see Kelvin by Marlboro.
We went there before. Oh, yeah, liver. Remember, I enjoyed it.
It's dope,
you know, like I drive there sometimes.
Yeah, by
the bridge where the people cross. Yeah. I drive there sometimes.
By Kelvin, that's my guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Spindy.
Let me call him now.
There's another guy.
I call him before I go there.
Is it?
Tikone Spindy, Malum.
Yeah. I love Spindy, man. Yo, ox liver. Oh!
I love that one.
But there's some ox liver I used to buy at White City. But the problem is I was so, because they used to chop it up in such small things, like blocks. I used to be very suspicious. What is this mean? Let's just say, go on more. And it would be over spicy. I don't know if the guy is still there in White City when you drive from the Shell Garage on the main road. Well, there's many main roads in White City in Soweto. And it was Nigerian also or something like that. Yeah, selling a spin the gas. But it was tasty when you were drunk and you just wanted to spin. This is like in 2012, 13, somewhere there. I love spin, man.
He's not answering, man. What's that meat Mnaga gets me? The one he goes to Soweto for?
It's the chicken hot. No, is it hot?
Yeah.
The one that he gets?
Kizio would be probably of
that's nice.
Hey, kuku. No,
you're
no, gone. Yeah, yeah. That
meat is
speaking
nice.
About
and
food.
He put for it, everyone. Everyone who tasted it here.
Yeah? Yeah, it's delicious.
Mm. Oh, yes, yeah, I remember. Which one before they chose
Mnaga? No, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, so it.
Deep Kloof.
Oh, our style?
No, not your host.
Kone hostel, I'm putting sinyama. Kwanya my pele, pele mas nyendo. Hey, hostel, let's see. No, for real. Kwanya my pele,
pele mas nyendo.
So wait, yeah. Hey, but I used to have friends in Soweto. We used to do these places at like 2 o'clock in the morning when South Africa was still safe. 2012, somewhere there, yeah.
Speaking about food, today sees Likuku Yaga Tabang.
Oh, Tabang on a cook.
Happy birthday, Poisey!
Happy birthday, Juba! Some Juba levels!
Fuck, how old are you now, bro? 26! What, I made you like 19? 18? 19? 21.
Wow! Happy birthday,
time
bro.
Flies, man.
So young, man. Damn,
you met him while you were still in your 20s.
Eh?
You met him while you were still in your 20s.
Yeah, and I remember when we went to Durban, so we did a podcast show in Durban.
No, he was in the 30s.
No. We did a show in Durban, like way in the beginning, before you guys
came. Yeah.
So it was Tabang's first time in Durban, right?
Huh.
So we're standing there by the beach, and he comes to me, he's like, "So Poison, this water doesn't end, my man. It just goes, man." Oh.
Hey, to be young, eh?
Hey.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so what did you say?
I just laughed, dog. What do you say to them? I just laughed, dog.
That's crazy.
Welcome to Durban, dog. Welcome to Durban. Yeah. Anyway, head now, what do you mean, ladies and gentlemen? We are back. Tibblers here, Coast Ladies here, Tudus here, Shots Birthday Boys here, Tatos here, Neos here, Fat Checkers here, Sempiwe is here. Danko. So why is your dad looking like a baddie, bro?
Who's my dad? I'm here as well. You didn't say I'm here as well.
Oh, shit. Soliano's here.
Yeah, Soliano. No, you didn't say
I'm here. Oh, dare I.
I'm telling on. Who's my dad?
DJ Fresh.
Hey, I saw that thing, bro. Hey, yeah, I'm like, and then, which one? This one. Who's Thaima? Oh, Thaima is this one now. I was like, hey, my man, what's up now with the thighs, man? Yeah?
What an awkward picture, bro.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man. Hey, man, what's going on? What do you call that? Is it a midlife crisis? Is it a what?
It's giving after 9, chief.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, hey, man, all right, which one is this one now? I just scrolled through.
Yeah.
Scrolled past. Hey, I'm asking, man. I'm a tiger, man. Like, you know?
Yeah. Like, are those signs that someone's going through a midlife crisis?
Because the tongue, level, like, whenever you do stuff, like, you may be at the gym, maybe your shorts are very short, you're gymming, you're doing the rowing machine thing, because when I'm doing the rowing thing, my things roll up, right? But I'm not going to take a picture, like, you know, just chilling comfortably and show thigh. Yeah. I don't know what it is, man.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just more comfortable now in whatever, I don't know. I don't know, man. Maybe it's post, like, divorce clarity.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's post not clarity. There's post a lot of clarity thing.
Yeah.
So maybe there's an era or time or something. You know what I mean? Because, yeah. But it's always been a guy who wears shorts and stuff. But, yeah.
But for him to take that picture, pose like that.
Because the thing is, you could have worn that and your thigh will show if you're in that position. And that is fine because you're just chilling. And whoever's passing is like, oh, the thigh is showing off the guy, but it's just chilling. But to take a picture of it in that particular angle as well, it's very deliberate. I don't know what it's going through. I don't know what it's going through, man.
What did you think?
It's like, giving midlife crisis kind of vibes. We are there. He's entering, you know, and plus obviously post-divorce, finding yourself, trying to, you know, feel cool, feel young. You're feeling like I'm attractive again. And, you know, so now he's just... Because I even saw another picture where he's busy kissing up with another woman. Did you see that picture?
Oh, damn.
No. Yeah, it seems like he's in a relationship.
Oh, nice one. So, congratulations.
You know, he's in his, you know, I'm back in the market. I'm sexy, you know. I'm found sexy. Not just that he feels, but clearly he feels like the...
What would you say if I'm not going to send you a picture like that?
No. Unless I took it. You know, it must be something I took. Like, oh, okay, you look cute like that, but...
Or maybe Fresh had a thigh that morning. Maybe Fresh had a thigh that morning.
He had a
chicken,
thigh.
Yeah. Chicken thigh. So he was feeling like very thighish.
Wait, but why does it need to be a butcher you took?
No. I just don't want... I don't like men who feel themselves that much to a point where you are there taking selfies and... You know, you're licking your lips and you... those are just not my type of guys, you know. I feel like I like a guy who really doesn't care about, you know, it's like, oh, okay, I look good. And it's like, their cuteness is like, oh, it's for them. It's not for the world.
Is it true that Twitter's going to allow porn now?
Twitter's been allowing porn though, man.
For real?
Bible. Porn doesn't get banned on Twitter, like... On other platforms.
But now they're making it official.
Yeah, now it's an official, like, thing.
But hasn't it been official? Like, there's been... Guys, there's been Twitter porn for as long
you
as...
You already spoke
Elon
about
Musk
it.
Has been on Twitter and owned Twitter. Spew, you want to say something?
No. Oh, he's talking about the mic.
Oh,
is that better?
Cool.
Yes. Yeah, you were saying?
Yeah, there's always been Twitter porn. Like, I've always seen Twitter porn. What does this new Twitter porn thing mean? Because there's always been Twitter porn. Like, that's literally... Twitter porn. I could show you that there's porn on Twitter.
No, true.
The Colin figures of this world and her boyfriend are busy posting there every time, shagging one another. It's like a daily thing. People post porn on Twitter.
Let me find that.
Like, I don't get it.
Okay, remember I was like, where do you find porn on Twitter? And it's like, if you scroll long enough, someone said, and you know, you scroll long enough, you'll see something. It's
there's
like,
always porn someone retweeted and you're forced
it's
now
just
to
weird,
see.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
So it says Elon Musk's ex now officially allows pornographic content on its platform, but says it will block adult and violent posts from being seen by users who are under the age of 18 or do not opt to see it. The company announced on Monday new policies that formalize what is viewable on the platform. They come as the regulator pressure grows for platforms around the world to prevent children from accessing inappropriate content on social media. So yeah, like we said, it's now official.
Yeah, now it's just being officialized, basically.
But what?
So before it was not official.
Which accounts were you following, bro, that had these porn things?
I don't know. I must check, man. I feel like I'm Gnil or Grootman. My ex has always had porn.
Yo, so... No, but Sol has been always talking about this always porn on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I also feel like Sol has been following some things...
You were searching for them. No, it sounds like you were searching for them.
No,
you got me there.
Man, no,
like,
guys.
Like, where do you find these things?
No, man. Like, come on, man. Sometimes you follow like people, and you don't think they're like into porn and stuff, or like you'll follow Colin Fega innocently because we've had her on the show before. Then Gigi, you post it or post or repost it. Umganwake, you know.
Or Fat Joe.
Hey?
Or Fat Joe.
Oh yeah, or Fat Joe, and then the likes, how there's now a blowjob. How?
Oh.
How? Now you're giving it 5 fat lips. You're like, you're rating it now, you know what I mean? But like people be like that thing finds its way to you. However, sometimes, to be honest, it's the algorithm and the people that you follow. So if you follow like people are inclined to post porn or like OnlyFans girls and stuff like that, then it'll pop up, you know what I mean? Then it'll like, how porn, you know? But you wouldn't be surprised because you're following those kind of accounts anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is porn has been there. Porn has been on Twitter. How is it now official? Like, it's not, it wasn't getting banned. It's been there. Like, Fat Joe, Dumile Mateza, the sports anchor, legendary, the one who said, "Mai, please help me. when it was found out that he reposted porn, and then he was asking Michael Mechuete, hey? Yeah, Michael, please. Mm-hmm. He was asking Michael to help, and Michael Mechuete is like, Michael, please. This thing, how am I reposting it? But he reposted it and he watched it.
Yeah.
And this was like before Elon Musk even got on Twitter.
Oh, is it?
Never mind buying Twitter. Yeah, porn is just always be on Twitter.
But it's a bit evasive, man. Because, like, imagine you trying to go on Twitter just to see what's happening. Then,
boom, in the news,
there's a blowjob.
How?
Exactly.
I think now it's just going to become ridiculous. Like, it's not even going to be like scroll, you know, and then you find it. Now it's just pop. And
that's the problem. And sometimes.
Now you got to grab the Vaseline, even though you weren't planning on. Might as well.
Yeah. Like, oh, fuck. Here we go again. Oh, shit. Here we go again. Hey, boss, can I have lunch? I'm taking early lunch. Oh, here we go again. You know what I mean? Yeah, and sometimes you give kids your phone. But look, it's concerning because sometimes you give kids your phone. Maybe you've got a burner account or you follow the porn. But this is your real account now and you know that you're only following clean accounts. And then you're giving kids your phone. You know what I mean? Because you know your phone is clean. Yeah. You don't keep anything in your gallery that's weird. And you're there on Twitter, chiggy. You know what I mean? So
have you ever
it's
had
also a bit reckless.
Have you ever had that moment where, like, you're watching porn, eh? Then you forget to delete the tab. Ooh. And then someone wants to use your phone. And when they open it, that's the first thing
they see.
I've
never had that.
You know what I'm talking about, Nick?
I've never had that.
It's embarrassing, though.
Tell us about it, Nick. When did this happen?
Tell us about that.
Yeah.
Did it happen to you?
It's happened a couple of times, bro.
I've had one moment, very embarrassing moment. But yeah. It was a very private moment. Like, I passed out on the couch. Now, iPhone, when you play a video and your phone locks,
yes,
the play and the navigation thing will show, but it won't show the video, right?
Yes.
It'll in sleep mode.
Yeah.
But when you play it, you can hear the sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there, I'm on the couch, me, I'm gone sleeping, and the sound's coming from my phone, I'm gone, you know? And then I'm being woken up, I'm like, how? Like, hey, what is this? Now she's like, who's this? Is it a South African girl? Or is it not a South African girl? Do you know this girl? Have you met this girl?
Yeah.
Who is this? You know what I mean? And I'm like, I was alone when I was here, you know?
Yeah.
And I was with my friends. Like, I was alone. I was private. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
But I was by myself. When I can't tell you, because it's not like you were here and... I was alone in this house.
Yeah.
You came and I was sleeping, passed out.
Yeah.
So you can't ask me anything about... Respect my privacy. You shouldn't be lifting my phone. What are you doing with my fucking phone? Are you fucking invading my privacy? You know what I mean? So that actually literally happened. That actually happened. Yeah.
Hey, by the way.
It was my girlfriend. That happened.
You know that song, yeah, Focalistic? Benagan. Turn around. Come around. Uh-huh. Is he talking about anal?
Oh, yeah.
Arui batla kamura.
We move.
You know that song? Kamura. Turn around. We bought like Kamura.
Hey.
He went what?
Marie Benekant.
Benekant. Hey, we bought like Benekant. Kamura.
Yeah. Maybe, wait. But it could be meaning from the back.
Eh?
From behind. Because when you hit it from behind, you're not necessarily hitting anal. When you're hitting it from behind.
It's just the way he says it's very aggressive, man. Sounds analytic.
Yeah.
And we must be inclusive.
Panican. Yeah.
So, you know, you never know.
Bro, wasn't it weird hearing Tavabesta speak?
Yeah.
No, but we've heard his videos. Remember?
No, but not like that.
Or the recording.
Yeah, like this.
In court, we haven't seen him emotionally, emotively speaking and expressing in court.
I'll play a little bit, man, but he sounds like he's fucking had it, man.
Bester!
Sounds like he's had it. So this was today, earlier on. Ne?
What's this guy saying?
In any of these issues that are in this indictment.
Funny thing was, what's the lady?
Nandipa
trying to cry, but the tears won't come in.
Kalak sees. Kalak sees.
At some point, he thought she was praying. What? Like, she's trying.
Yeah, they were late, those tears.
That are being protected by the investigating team. I very clearly know I have more than enough evidence to prove that this thing is much more than just an average people that are working at an institution called G4S that just decided on one day to release me. It's highly impossible for them to do that without political power, with other high
political power. What we've been saying. Nisville.
Talk your shit, dog.
In South Africa, living my life for a year, I have not violated any woman, but I am treated with the...
What did he say?
Paternity, Your Honor. It's very difficult for me to appoint an attorney. Attorney with cancel brief on the base that say, I don't want to be associated with Thabo Bester because the media will attack me. I've had five times.
We want to take you, Thabo.
Come on, Thabo.
Who told me that? That I would love to be in your case, but I'll be in the background. Because I cannot be seen in front. Because you're Thabo Bester. The media will destroy me.
Bro, I think he's ready to talk, eh? I think he's ready to spill the beans, man.
How did you feel? Like, what was your first emotion when you watched that video?
When I watched this, I'm like, this guy's ready to talk. For him to take it there, because he just took it there without even anyone asking him, you know?
Yeah, we've all speculated that there's higher ups that are involved in what is happening now, you know what I mean? I won't lie, man, at first when he spoke, he's good.
Like as a con artist, scammer,
he's good.
He's good.
I fell for him, man. Then after a minute or so, I snapped out of it. I'm like, nah, bro. You raped and killed people, bro. You there? Initially, you were in prison for raping and killing people.
Exactly.
Let's not forget. Let's not act like your crime was escaping from prison.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you killed people. Yeah? And I don't know what the case is, but the lawyers say the reason they dropped him from being his counsel was that problems with every
transport.
Time they want to go seeing him. And also, he hasn't paid.
Oh.
Yes. You know what I mean? And look, he's putting it as that. And if him and Nandipa has been saying that they've been treated harshly, not like other prisoners, you know, Thabo, we understand, bro. You were being treated like a normal prisoner. And when you were being treated like a normal prisoner, you were going out of prison, allegedly coming in as you want and running your business. Hey, man, you pretended to be in New York.
Did you see the nerve for him to say, I was out of the prison for a year. I did nothing to no one.
You are a crime. You being outside is a crime.
You are a crime.
Nothing to anyone. I was just living my best life, guys.
No, you were committing a crime. Every second you're out, you're a crime. You're committing a crime. You know what I mean? It's like getting into a country legally and say you're not doing anything wrong, but
your presence
the nature of your presence there is wrong.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because you're breaking a crime. Whether anybody likes it or not, whether you are helping us and doing great stuff and even cleaning our home sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, man, it is what it is.
The law is saying,
you know, it's a crime.
Mm.
So for me, it's like, bro, we haven't forgotten, but you've killed and done things to people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And in your escape, someone who we don't know whether you killed or not, possibly not, did know he didn't kill because the body was taken from a morgue. But still, a family couldn't bury their loved ones. And a child had a dad that was missing for a very long time. Up until your escape was brought to light and the body was then identified. A family was living with the trauma of not knowing where their son was. A daughter was living with the trauma of not knowing where her kid was. A baby mama or wife was living with the trauma of not knowing where her husband and stuff was. You've committed all these gruesome crimes. It is sad that you're not being treated equally like everybody else, but also now, you can't be the victim. You know what I mean?
You can't.
And you're saying now that, what did he say? He proposed that they off him, right?
Yeah.
They give him the death penalty.
And let the others go.
The others go.
Imagine.
No, you can't now negotiate and bargain. You know what I mean? Mm. I don't mind if that's what he wants. Yeah, cool. But how are the others going to be let go? How? On what basis will the others be pardoned of their crimes?
No.
Because they committed crimes.
These crimes, exactly.
Like, And they need to face their own music. Mm. Yeah, well, the volume is not the same, Pella, for everybody's music.
Yes, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, well, his, he must volume, say, his volume is different. Everybody, but everybody has to face the music. Mm. You know, we can't now just stop the music because this one has decided to throw away the hi-fi, you know?
But everybody, he must have had a lot of tongue growing up because he can talk, man.
Ah, he's got a silver tongue, boy. Yeah, but that's the thing. His modus operandi was, you know, smooth talk, people shasha them that they've got a production company and whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, we've read about the cases. Mm. It is, and he's really good at what he does, and he could have used these skills to better use.
Mm.
He could have used these skills.
Yeah,
but he used them the way he used them. And there are families out there who lost their kids, fam.
So, Checker, you're a lawyer. Would you represent him?
How?
Why wouldn't you represent? Because as a lawyer, the law says everybody has got a fair right to legal representation.
Exactly. True.
You know, doctor's first oath is protect life at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers is give counsel to anybody who needs it.
True, but that's why we have your legal counsel from government. Legal aid is there. Why can't any representative do that? I do have an oath to actually represent you in court, but if it goes against my morals and beliefs, then I'm not obligated to do it. Hence, there are a lot of counselors given to you for free by government. He could just use a government counsel. He doesn't need a private lawyer.
What would your defense be for him?
I don't have any because he did escape. He did commit the crimes. The only thing lessen the sentence from something that would be a life sentence to something shorter. That's the only job that you need to do as his counsel at the moment. You can't say that he's innocent because he has been charged before and he escaped. You just have to lessen the charges.
It's angelic.
So wouldn't you?
It's angelic.
Talk to him.
Angelic. You were supposed to come on the show. So Jelik was supposed to come on the show, right? An hour ago, he told Mac that he was sleeping. He's calling me now. He's going like, hey, so I thought that you woke up an hour ago, bro. What the fuck, man? You woke up an hour ago, man. He's like,
no, wait, it's good to care, but no.
That's Kezel. In the game is six, Now I'm a chill out meal. Shoot on in foot.
Next week.
Next week. I'll see you around this weekend.
I'm telling you.
I can't see. Let me see. Oh, hey, Yabon. I'm not the piano. I saw one next week. Fair poison. You owe us a hit for being for standing us up. Yeah,
Jay.
You gotta love Angelic. He's the only one from the Piano Blues that likes us.
Yeah, yeah. Only one.
No,
a lot of the piano guys do like us, but they're very like, you know, weird when it's time for them to come.
Why?
I don't get it.
Why?
I don't watch it's and the do team. Things like.
Hey, I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared of what?
Your cubs are in them. Watch and your Kelvin Momos, everybody watches the show, but they're scared to come through when it's time to come through. Like,
that's crazy.
It's so weird, right?
It's crazy. It's crazy. You're scared we're going to ask you how you make your hits?
Dog. I don't know. Like, and it's like, dude, but you've seen so many interviews. The interview, the type of interview that they are scared of, it's like 1 out of 10 of the type of interviews we generally have with people.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Like, where people shoot themselves in the foot and reveal their own things. You know what I mean? Like, reveal that they got 1 million rand from their aunt who's in parliament.
What have you done? So for you to be so scared, what have you done? You understand?
Yes,
because we're here to honor you, basically, and just give you your flowers,
ask
you about your life.
Have
you
a drink or two, chat.
And so it's like, what have you done that now you're so scared? Like, hey, that they're going to ask me this question, then it's going to lead to this. Then like, what is it that, Shruti, the problem is you then. Not the show, it's you.
Yeah.
Nah, but been saying, only the real ones come here, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to the real ones. Shout out to Angelic, he's been here. Bukle. Piano's very few, eh?
Azania.
Amaroto.
Mashudu. Shit, that's about it.
But Mashudu was failing you, so also, it's not like, you know, but shout out to her still.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't. She was not at a point where she felt like, oh, it's gonna ruin my career.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I've achieved so much. I've got so much.
Vigro and Basi.
Vigro.
And Basi's popping Vigro right now. Mm-hmm. She's popping.
Oscar Mbo.
He's not piano, man.
Is he not?
Yeah, he's not piano. No, but man, shout out to him too, because he's a big. He's like a big artist at his prime who came. Shout out to Oscar as well, man. Yeah, who? Sean.
Sean?
They said Sean and they laughed.
They said shorts. Shorts.
Oh, shorts, but
yeah. They actually disagree
with shorts.
No, they actually disagree with Oscar Mbo because it was shorts who said Oscar Mbo.
Oh, yeah.
Shorts.
Yeah, it's his birthday, guys. Leave him alone, man.
Yeah, it's his birthday.
Come on.
Shout out to shorts, man.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what you got for us, man?
Guys, do you hear the stories of in Metro FM? That Lutz and Lamiz have been suspended because of just attending an ANC rally.
Aibo.
Oh, yeah. For real?
Yeah.
When was this?
This happened over the, because I think they're not on the show like since the beginning of the week.
Aibo.
Yeah. So that's just.
Shit, when did Lutz go to Metro?
How? She's been, isn't she with Sebi in the morning?
She's.
Oh.
Yeah. Lutz Love has been on, well, remember she was on Metro before and then she did a show with, wasn't it the Mayo guy?
Speedstar.
Remember? Speedstar. Yeah, and then she left the hip hop.
He's the Mayo guy.
Man, it's, I always pump with the Speedstar out. No, man, I know Speedstar, just the name for, like, escaped me. So the first thing I said was
the Mayo guy.
Patrick Mayo. So, yeah, they did the hip hop show, and then she left didn't get her job renewed or whatever. Mm. Now she's back, she's with Sabi now, right? On the breakfast show. So now they got suspended for what?
Attending an ANC rally.
Yeah, remember when you spoke about the Musi tweet? It was regarding that rally. I didn't see Lamiz there. She was there as well.
Now, my thing is that these celebrities have always, you know, whether it's endorsed or being booked for these rallies, you know. It's nothing new. Mm. Wasn't Touch when he was here? Hadn't he attended some rally?
Did he attend a rally?
Our producer says no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Tutu says no.
Nah, let me say no. It was a fast no.
It was a fast no.
No.
So I didn't know that this is a whole issue. Because I always felt like how these guys are out here, you know, attending, endorsing. Obviously, they're not allowed to talk about the parties, you know, whoever they support on air. But what you do in your private time should be your...
Yeah, man.
With has nothing to do
exactly.
With radio, if they want you, they'll get you for something.
Yeah, generally. Generally, I think it's just the environment. And also, I don't know what's in their contract that says maybe you can't have political affiliations. Generally, there isn't such a clause. But it seems like it's an SABC thing. Because even on Ukhozi, Uchata and Uzimdola, there's two hosts called Uchata. You know Uchata?
Yeah.
Uchatu God.
Mm.
You know Chacha from Cause FM.
No.
You used to do a show with Ngizwe, funny enough.
Yeah.
Oh, Ngizwe. Yeah, it used to be like a big Maskandi show. You would know, Kanye.
I know.
Yeah, big Maskandi show. Chatu Court and Ngizwe. And El Zim Dollar. There's apparently a Zim Dollar at Cause FM.
Do you know why Ghost Lady didn't find her ID last week?
Yeah.
It's because Mnaga didn't want to vote for MK. He knew.
He's calling you, asking you. Hey, baby, do you like this? How, baby? You vote, I mean. How you vote, I wait, I'm not going to hear it from you.
Meg.
Yak Zuma, Shem, na IT. Kanti abafuna uvotele MK. Ingabe kuzuma. Ingabe kuzuma la IT. Yena ngine uphethe form yaZuma. Ufuna ukuyibona in HD kanti hayi umnawo uphethe ekhukhwini.
Hey, Fetch.
Shout out to Mnaga though. We appreciate that.
I just wanted to bring it to your attention that the person who broke this news first was Musa Kawula. So a lot of news outlets are like taking it with a pinch of salt because it's from
Musa. Oh, it's from Musa. Okay. But have they been on air?
Have they
I
been
don't
on
listen,
air?
Man. No. Exactly. Oh, they haven't been on air. So this
please, okay, but the Okozie FM guys, I don't know where I saw that now, but I remember seeing it and reading it. It's Chata, T-H-T-S-H-T-S-H-A-T-A, Chata, and Zim Dollar.
Zim Dollar.
Yeah, she's gained a bit of weight. I think it's the inflation. I feel like Zim Dollar hyperinflation. It's a hyper. Zim Dollar and the Zim Dollar and the hyperinflation. Bread is like fucking $500 million, you know. So inflation, inflation is a dollar. It's understandable. She's talented, though. Shout out to her.
According to
I love her.
According to an article written by Zimoja.
Not Zimoja, guys. Is Zimoja a credible place?
I believe so.
Mama, too, you've gained weight at the inflation.
That is Zim Dollar inflation. That is Zim Dollar inflation.
Oh my goodness.
sorry, Fed Checker. Yes.
According to Zimoja and Sunday World, the reason why Chata and Zim Dollar were suspended is because they advertised on live radio that they were going to be voting for MK.
Oh, you can't do that.
They think that
you can only do that here.
They think that's Caesar for this
only
one.
Here.
Only here.
Caesar can.
Caesar can.
Yeah, Caesar would say that you're going to vote for ANC, but he changed his mind. He didn't vote for ANC eventually.
Yeah.
But he said it. So I think you need to read the room as far as your station. And also, they're a public broadcaster. So you need to read the room, you know what I mean, as far as your station. So they said MK.
Okay.
But I think they were reading the room as far as their listeners. Because let's be honest,
it's proven
now, right? I mean, we've seen KZN voted for MK, majority of them at least. So it's proven. But that still doesn't allow you to go on the radio and say that. So that makes sense. And because now you're a public broadcaster. Not to say you need to align with the ANC, but it's a government broadcaster. So someone politically appointed at the top will come down hard on them. So that was a stupid thing for them to do.
By the way, I got some good news, man, for our chillers. Our friends at Betway.
That's
what they're doing, bro.
What have they done?
They're giving away 5 million rands in cash.
5 million rands a butt damn, bro.
So all you got to do is strap on in for one of Betway's biggest aviator giveaways. Stand a chance to win your share of 5 million rand in cash from the 3rd to the 30th of June.
Wow.
All you need to do is place a bet of 2 rand or more on Aviator for your chance to win. Even when you lose, you could still win. Enter today and get way more with Betway.
Wow. Shout out, man. 5 meter.
What else you got, Ghost Lady?
Yeah.
So, Unkosi's and a daughter.
How?
So she finally addresses the rumor about dating Sertral, right? And in her own words, she wrote, Marala Borashem. Now,
men won't ask me out because nwe, she's dating Master KG. Nwe, she's dating Sir Trill. I am not. Zinjayegan lotod. Niapora shem fuck.
Wow, is that Kosasana?
Yes.
She's supposed to be a sweetheart.
Exactly. Like,
what do you mean, bro? That ended long time ago, man. I mean, she's still a great person, but that whole sweetheart thing.
When did it end, bro?
When did it end?
We didn't get the press release.
No, but you see, like, her imaging these days is more, like, raunchy, bad girly. I mean, she still sings. That's beautiful.
She's in her DJ Fresh bag.
Yeah, no, man. She's my girl. But her PR has changed. Like, her PR is no longer like that. Because, look, dude, you just gave birth. You got a kid. You know what I mean? Before, and maybe that's not what the camp intended, but she had that, like, virgin aura, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, now she does like lipstick stuff and like, you know, nice like undertones of nice sexiness. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she's gorgeous.
Utini boy. Uzanas.
Continue, so.
Marang writing. Yeah, I'm gonna see it. Oh, that's how I'm viewing it. Definitely. That whole.
But she's gorgeous, man.
Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, she's like one of the sexiest.
Like natural
ladies.
Beauty, you know? None of this weave shit.
Yeah, I'm okay, but Nkosazana. Dimples!
Aye!
And she's thick enough after like giving birth.
Inflation. Oh.
Zim what? Zim
what?
Hey!
Are you implying Sir Trill is Zim?
What? What's that for? Wait. What just happened? Say that. Wait. No way. Wait, what are you?
Ah, I'm fine.
What? Not you know something. What?
I'm fine. You throw me under the bus now.
No. You put words in my mouth.
Aye, but I'm coming in fleshy here, boy.
And then you put words. What do you mean? Two man is from Soweto, bro.
Yeah.
Mm. No, man. What do you mean, man? But I'm going to cause it. Let's cause it, man.
But the baby daddy is Sir Trill, right? That's everybody knows.
No. It's public knowledge now. Yeah, baby daddy is Sir Trill.
Yeah. Okay.
So to me, my thing is, I feel like the whole men are hitting on her and it's blocking. Firstly, niggas, let's be honest. Let's be really honest. A lot of niggas, even a woman with a ring,
don't care.
Don't give a fuck. Mm. It does not stop them.
Mm. Yeah.
So rumors of her dating, be it Master KG or Sir Trill, wouldn't stop any guy.
She could be pregnant.
Hitting on her. She could be pregnant.
Yeah.
Guys will still hit. You know what I mean?
She could have AIDS. They'll use a rubber. Niggas don't care.
Oh, no rubber at all. Yeah. Some niggas don't care. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like she wanted to put it out there that she's not dating someone, and she's using that niggas are hitting on her thing as an excuse. And she should have just said, hey, I'm not dating so-and-so. That's it. The relationship with me and so-and-so is over. Mm. You know what I mean? If there was, be it Master KG or Sir Trill. But that niggas are hitting on her. We are niggas. We know. Guys don't care.
Mm.
And also, chances are the guys are hitting on her are married anyway. And that's just how the streets are. Huh. Oh, let's be honest. Well, the streets are like that. Mm. Half of the guys hitting on niggas, women in the streets, are married or have serious women. Orang namang.
Ah, what's the news?
Orang namang.
How do you know, Mick?
No, he's telling the truth. It's like, it's,
yeah, we all know niggas who are married who are cheating on their, like, or not married or with golf. We all know, we are niggas. Come on, man. Mm. Let's not talk like we don't know.
Mm.
Come on. Like, we're out here like we've never been in the streets. We know.
But you know what?
We know that even the single niggas, the women they hook up with, some of them are married.
Mm.
No, but you know
we what? Know.
Carry on, let him cook.
No,
let him cook.
Ooh.
Let him cook. We know. What else do we know, so?
Hey, dog. Should I go on? I'm done cooking the main course. I want the dessert. Or should I dessert it? I'm a deserter. But like, so she mustn't say because of guys are hitting on her. Nah. No, just tell us who you're dating or tell us that you're single and keep it moving. And I love her so much. But let's be frank, you know?
Because if you're not married, then how is it cheating?
Yeah. And if you're not married to these guys, if I really love Nkosazana and I want to marry her and I heard that she's dating Master KG, I'm like, he's not marrying her. He's just baiting her. Maybe he's masturbating. But like, I want to marry her. I'm going to move in quicker and faster. You know what I mean? Any woman who's not married is single. Let's be honest. And let's be real. Any woman
single?
Any woman, yeah.
Yeah.
My woman is single.
Yeah.
My woman is single.
Facts.
No, my woman is single.
Wow.
If my woman right now, she's probably applying for that ID she lost or whatever. Mm. Home Affairs document. Single, married. What is she ticking?
Single?
Single.
Mm. My woman is married. I haven't paid Lobola. Even if Bengabantwana, she's single.
Yeah.
Nani anithi abafazi umfazi wami nyakumfazi wami ungiphekele and she's single, she's living in your room or whatever. Hey, she's single.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's be clear, guys. A woman is taken when you pay lobola or when you marry her. Hey, umfazi wami, awunamfazi. She's single. Mm. And it's a fact.
Mm.
So that's it, bro. So no guy didn't hit on Nkosazana because they heard that she's dating someone. Dating doesn't deter a guy. Even a ring doesn't.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, but it's also, I think what is also can be irritating, which happens to women, is that as soon as you are linked to someone, there's always talks that, oh, there's umuntu ka sibanibani. You know that thing, like how women get attached to, even if the relationship, whether it was ever, you could deny it or not initially. I think when you deny it, at least you're still speaking out and saying, okay, it doesn't exist. But when there's just nothing, it's always like rumors being peddled. That's the thing. I think that's what also could have irritated her, is that I'm constantly being linked to this person. Maybe even we find those guys who come and mek on her, they'll be like, how ya muntu ka sibanibani, so unjani, you know? As much as it does not stop the men, but it's constantly that thing that we know that you are linked to these guys.
Don't say it.
Dudu single.
Don't say that.
Oh.
Fat checker, single.
Yo.
Fat checker, you're single. You're single.
Shh.
Dudu, you're single. You're single.
No.
So.
Yeah.
Now we're singing.
All right, I'm so. Just so. What am I single? I'm actually the kind of single. So, we're all single, but she should have then said that. Mm. I'm not dating anyone. Stop saying I'm dating someone. But I don't want to go to my cheater because I'm a cheater. I'm not going to be stopped by rumors of you dating anyone.
Yeah, anyway, cool, lady. What else you got?
John.
Okay, on some international, some news. So, Kanye West.
Speaking about international news, did you see that scientist from Japan who said he wants to apologize to everybody that took the vaccine? He made a mistake. You didn't see that story?
Which one now? Is that one now?
Mm.
I don't see it now. Fact checker. I'm checking.
Let's let Mac cook Mac.
No, it's from Japan. She must read the story. But it was like, I apologize to everyone that died and took the vaccine.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Just like that. Hey, man.
That.
We're sorry. Yeah.
Press release statement.
We're good. We didn't take the vaccine. We're good.
Who took the vaccine in the room? Yeah,
who took the... Ah, that's
shots.
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 This could be your last birthday we're celebrating. Fucking hell.
Shots.
You one. I'm going to have fun tonight. Case heart attack loading. Now we can't even give you proper birthday shots because we're meant to give you 26 shots, right? Because you turned 26 because of your heart now. We know you got a weak heart. You're going to have a heart attack somewhere in the fucking club and shit. Pop! I'm a vaccine.
So it's just shots. We took the vaccine.
Yeah, it's just shots.
Wow, you're brave, dog.
Dude, you're brave, man.
Yeah, fed checker, yeah. Give them the facts there.
Okay, I do not see the scientist's name. It doesn't state much, but CNA and AP News have confirmed that there was an apology that was released by MOH in Singapore regarding the COVID-19 vaccines.
Wow.
Saying that they were faulty and...
Wow.
they caused the lowest excess of death rates. However, it was faulty.
Oh,
wow.
And remember how much flack we were getting in the comments when we were anti the vaccine?
Yeah, yeah,
remember during that time? Yeah, hey, they were coming for us.
They vex us now.
They vex us. Oh, they're quiet now.
Now they vex us now.
They're quiet.
They vex too much. Now they be vaxing. They be vaxing. You know, to vex. Vexing, in Nigerian pidgin English, to vax.
Yeah.
It's to be like angry and
complaining.
And complaining. You they vex.
Yeah.
They be vaxing now.
Oh, I'm so glad I stuck to my guns, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So much pressure. Remember, dog. Time
to but people have been going.
Guys, we lost family members. That's the sad part.
Yeah,
so this, I can't. It's like, and to hear something like this, like yo, there's an apology.
Be
and you're like, what?
Be
what?
And
well, what is this thing of being sheeps and just following things?
Yeah,
but no, remember, guys, the government. It was you remember what they did. Remember how everything was just made impossible. Or there will be workplaces saying that if you don't vaccinate, then you lose employment. Let's not forget the things that were being spread around.
Bro,
you can't travel if you don't vaccinate. And this is, for now, it's free. This is... Okay.
Oh, you had to fly.
Yeah, he had to
travel. So you took it because of requirements, travel requirements.
Exactly.
Oh,
so
okay,
people
cool.
were obligated to, and it was like to save your life, or otherwise you'll die from COVID.
Oh, yeah, some jobs you got fired if you didn't take it. Ooh,
yeah, exactly. Some bosses.
Yeah.
Some bosses were like, hey, we're firing you if you don't take this stuff.
Yeah.
You know? You're like, yeah.
It was really tough. Even in the
bro, I remember.
But no. Apart from all those, about that is all pop. Like, not to pop, but
to pop. You pressure.
You pressure.
Yes.
Societal pressure.
Yeah.
And also them.
It was like a cult of some sort.
No, but also them genuinely believing that it would help them.
Yes.
Because now some people. Okay, actually, I take it back. Because some people, imagine this, right?
Mm.
Imagine you are home. And batting the COVID. And then your dad, doom, dies.
Exactly.
How? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then cousin Skelo now is dead. You know? Then obviously, and they're like, oh, by the way, we can save you as a vaccine.
Thank you.
You're most likely because of the trauma and you're seeing, because there were people who died.
Exactly.
And in that period, then you're going to,
I'm against.
Naturally, have pressure to go and get this thing to save yourself.
I'm against the people that would judge you and call you names for not choosing out of your own right not to take it.
Yes, not to get an injection.
Because at that time, when you didn't take a vaccine, you had to hide. It's like you're a criminal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't say, hey, I haven't taken the vaccine.
You didn't get the vaccine.
Some people that lie and say, no, I took it.
Yeah, I was lying the whole time. I took it.
Yeah, true. It's like the voting. AC. The results come out.
You used the permanent marker, marking.
Yeah, even with the votes, you're right. Everyone, NC, NC, NC,
it depends where you are, though. You know what I mean? You know when you, this comrade's like,
NC,
wait, with the axe, you're like, axe, you know? Come on now, buddy.
Buddy.
And you know when you're the fighter, like,
CIC.
My blood is red. You want me to prick myself? You'll see the blood that will come out is red. Pot, you see? You're fifth.
Yeah.
So politics will cause fights, eh?
Huh?
Politics will cause fights, bro.
People will fucking eat you alive. Politics, bro.
My group with my friend from high school, you know the guys I introduced you to?
Yeah. Abu Chiga.
So we hadn't spoken in a long time until the votes started. Mm-mm. And then by the end of the discussion, you're like, Futsek, fuck you, how stupid can you be?
Wait. Please tell me no one voted. Did someone in your black crew vote for the DA?
No.
National.
No.
At least today.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying the back and forth. It's like,
people
got crazy, bro.
I mean, I've been getting sworn at on Twitter for what I said about the EFF, and I voted EFF provincially, mind you. Hey, they were having me. And the funny thing is, everybody thinks you're different people. Like, but Dave now met me. He's like, you voted for the FF. You know, I'm like, what do you mean? The FF people are hating on me. They shitting on me, apparently, for telling the truth and asking valid questions on whether Is it going to be in government one day as a majority party, or is it becoming a smaller party?
Mm.
You know what I mean? People are very, like, people are so impassioned and so connected to politics, bro. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's nuts, yeah. Mm. They'll kill you for politics.
Mm. Just ask, what do you vote for? And if they say, ANC, you say, me too.
Yeah, it's, the trick is about asking first.
Yes.
But then I'm doing. But it's like one of those. I think by next week, no one's going to be asking.
It's like that
Happy New Year thing.
Yeah, it lasts
for like 2 weeks after, you know, E81, and then no one is actually asking the thing.
Fair checker, you've been ringing that buzzer, man.
Yeah.
Jeez, the last one was a mistake, but it was brought to my attention that currently there's a doctor named Dr. Fauci who is currently in the House of Panel who is testifying about the fact that COVID was man-made and that they made up all the rules regarding COVID, including
social
distancing. What did I say? Wow.
Dr. Who?
Fauci.
Fauci. That he was so popular during COVID era. From America. Yeah, he was the one talking about the masks and the lockdowns and
so he was advocating for COVID.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh wow, he was like a COVID ambassador. Like the one of the faces. Or masks of COVID.
He was the authority.
Oh, wow. Former medical advisor of the president of US, Dr. Fauci.
Yes.
Now he's come out. Fauci. Mm.
Fauci.
Fauci. Now he's come out to say that it was all a lie.
Yeah.
And man-made.
Yeah. Ah, listen to that.
And now that we have someone in Singapore apologizing for.
I still want to know what happened to the 5G towers.
That we're being blamed.
No. Yes.
Yeah, because one day being blamed for the COVID and stuff. Yeah, no one knows.
Hey, man. Weird shit, huh?
Yeah.
So one of the things that Fauci was saying is that actually from what has been covered from that House of Panels, that remember they said that COVID originated in a city in China, right?
Mm, mm.
So apparently scientists from America were doing their thing in a lab in China. Then they came up with this thing. They were also surprised. What is this thing? And February 1st of 2020, right? That's when now there's a document that was released of the origins of COVID SARS.
Mm.
That's when they made it up and say, no, this is a natural airborne disease.
Mm.
But it was man-made. Because they were also surprised. What is this? But, you know, I think they had some conversations with the powers, then, you know, maybe that's when they
squashed it and, you know, came up with this whole narrative.
So the COVID SARS is what?
It's a document that was actually released telling people what the origins of COVID.
Mm.
So this was released in 2020, the 1st of February. So that's when we knew about the COVID, that no, it's natural airborne disease and it consists of this and this and that.
No, man. Hey. Makes you wonder what else is fake.
Exactly.
What else have we been lied to?
We get played every time, bro. As humans, sadly, we get played a lot.
That's why I like being ignorant, dog. When you know too much, my man, it's depressing.
Yeah, there is that element of. Yeah, you're right. Of when
Maybe
you know,
not necessarily
like ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss,
isn't it? Ignorance is bliss. Yeah, man.
You just have to have the ability to sift out information. You know,
like no, I don't want any information. Nothing.
But you need for to function.
No information. blank statement. You just want blank.
I want nothing.
Yeah, because it's just it's bad, man.
What else? Okay, what else do you think they're lying to us about?
For example, now there's that whole in the political
politics
space.
Definitely it's all a lie.
In the political space, there's no party. Notice how, I don't know, correct me, because maybe I'm wrong also. In these negotiations, no party is saying we are not going to go into negotiations at Birchwood Hotel in a conference room somewhere. We want to live stream it. We want cameras. We want the whole country and each and every one of the 3 million or 2 million, 1 million or 500,000 people who voted for us to see and hear the actual negotiations happening, not to hear what we agreed on and the resolutions that we took in the negotiations. Not even one of them.
Yep.
Is saying.
And they could.
And where were we before 94? There were negotiations that happened.
Yep.
Guess what? 30 years down the line, the whole country, majority is poor. It's broke.
Yep.
Living in squalor. Mm. Right?
And why are we still voting manually?
When there were secret negotiations that we heard.
Why are we still voting manually with all this technology, bro? Hey. You could literally go and take a lot, buy something, tomorrow it's at your doorstep, but you can't vote.
Mm. Yeah.
Politics, I'm telling you, man.
So,
fake.
My thing is, why are our leaders that we voted for, why aren't they saying, we are not going to talk to the DA? Or why isn't the DA saying, we are not going to talk to the ANC? Or why is the EFF saying, we're not going to talk to the DA or the ANC or the MK? We want our people in there. Why should they go in
secrecy
within four walls, speak, come out and say, this is what was agreed on?
Yeah.
Why can't we be there to hear it?
To hear
fucking
it.
Hell, we're hearing the fucking Zizi Gotwa thing happening live, court case. Mm. We're hearing the Senzo Mayua court case taking live. We see so many Thabo Bester things. We see so much happening live. But the thing that's going to tell me if bread is going to be unaffordable in the next week or next 2 years, or the thing that's going to tell me that my life will be affordable, I'll be able to afford living in South Africa, I'll be safe in South Africa. The conversation that directly speaks to that, I'm not privy to as it happens.
Amen.
Cooking.
My soul.
I know. Valid.
So we've been lied to on many things, bro. Because we sit here and all goes here, the negotiations secrecy? Before 94, yeah. What happened? There's fucking life-changing negotiations happening now and no one is actually saying. They're going to come out and say, this is what we said, this is what. But the actual talk of you are facing now, Helen Zille. Vianney Pombo says, the representative of Satan herself, Helen Zille. You are facing her now. We want to know the conversation. Don't we all wish we were in the conversations with Mandela when they were negotiating with the government of then, that when they take over?
And the thing is, why would you require us to even vote? And then afterwards, you have going to have secret conversations about our votes.
Mm. So we're being lied to on many platforms. No party's saying that. Mm. We want transparency, like fully, bro. Stop playing us.
Yeah, it's too much, man. They're lying, these fuckers.
There's a lot.
So we've been lied to on many fronts. Mm.
There's a lot.
Even on the freedom front.
After 30 years.
Because they, right, you go, hey, let's not depress ourselves.
Yeah, true, though. Hey, it's easy to depress ourselves.
It's a good day. It's Short's birthday, you know.
Yo, bro. You may get a heart attack later.
He took the COVID
vaccine.
But yes.
We want to party till we drop.
You
may that I die before him. He's gonna be like, ha! So for you now, I'm for the last laugh, motherfucker. Fat motherfucker.
Inflation got you, motherfucker.
Yeah, inflation, nigga. The real Zim dollar. What in the sun was that?
Cause lady, what you got, man? Hey.
Okay, so Kanye West is facing a sexual harassment.
Hey!
We thought it was coming from his current wife when they break up, remember?
Yeah.
Because of the whole walking around.
No, it's actually his former assistant.
Oh, yeah.
It's the sexual harassment era now. How's that called?
Hey, dogs! Yeah.
Ah, no.
So it started with there's a breach of contract and wrongful termination by a woman who worked as his assistant for 2 years. In a lawsuit, Lauren I'll not say the surname. It's quite difficult.
But just try. I mean there's no harm in trying. Don't give up.
Try.
Maybe it's like Pisciota or Pisciota. So maybe it's got an Italian.
Tibla, you can see. Do you agree, Tibla?
It sounds Italian.
Like Pisciota or Pisciota.
Pisciota.
Yeah,
there we go. There we go. Pisciota
or something.
Yeah, it's whatever, man.
So Lauren alleges that the star sent her text and performed sex acts
while on the phone with her.
I was actually listening to The Breakfast Club just before we started recording.
Okay. And apparently, it's all a lie. Apparently, she was the one sexually harassing him.
Is it?
Let me play it for you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of that season you're saying we're in.
Yeah.
We must always be careful and we must always, you know, hold zone in and look and put it under a microscope when someone says these things.
Look what's the first thing I see.
Because it's the season.
First thing I see. Hmm? The Dream accused of sexual assault by ex-protégé.
Whoa.
The Dream. You know The Dream?
Yeah. I see The Dream. Yeah. I know The Dream, bro.
Cool. Let me play it from The Breakfast Club. So this lady explains it better. She's their ghost lady, this one, but she's on camera.
She replaced Angela Yee, right? Yeah. She's a comedian, very funny.
Yes, I love Jester, hilarious. I love her.
That new chick, man, on Breakfast Club.
She offered Yay sex on his birthday.
Yeah, Charlamagne asked me if he should hire her. I was like, nah, she's cool, man.
I can't wait to meet Charlamagne. If Mac doesn't make us meet Charlamagne in America, then we know he's bullshitting about their friendship, right?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. But I meet Charlamagne, man.
Okay, you go.
But he'd mentioned you at one of the shows.
Which show?
One of the shows I think I was watching. One Brilliant Idiots, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's my guy.
He mentioned you.
That's my guy. Like,
oh. We're meeting him, right?
Depends how I feel.
Depends how he feels.
Yo.
It's South Africa.
They claim she offered Ye sex on his birthday, which he declined, sent Ye unsolicited nude images, and was seen twerking in the office during business hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I wonder if it was to one of his songs.
So are you following?
Yeah.
So this is what they're saying about her.
Yeah.
Her
behavior.
Yeah, her behavior, yeah.
Got it. Mm-mm. Kanye don't got no records you could twerk to.
Yes, he did.
What record?
I don't know, but I remember twerking to some.
You can't twerk to that, can you? That's a twerk record?
I don't know. Y'all would know. Do y'all twerk?
No.
Exactly.
That's why I asked you.
Well, you
the one with the ass. We asking you.
Exactly. And I told you, that should be the end of it. You got ass kicked.
By the way, their ghost lady also can't read, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, for real. Oh, she can't read as well.
I love it for us.
Towards the end of the story, she's like, my reading is getting better.
The spirit of the coast. It's a problem.
Do you shake it to Ye?
Just twerk to Jesus Walks.
Whatever, yo. The statement also claims that she bragged about one of the best moments in her life being when a soccer player ejaculated on her while she was texting her boss. They say it's well documented that she used sexual coercion to demand money and gifts like Birkin bags and cars. Ye's team says she started blackmailing them for $50 to $60 million after her advances were denied. The statement also claims that before she was fired, Laura stole Kanye's phone in an attempt to destroy phone records that would contradict her claims, but she wasn't successful. In the statement, his legal team also says that they will be filing their own lawsuit against Lauren. And at the end of the day, it doesn't seem like they take this lawsuit, I mean, Lauren's suit against Kanye, very seriously, because they eat.
Yeah, if there's two guys I have my money on who are not going to be on the sexual misconduct list, it's Kanye and 50 Cent. The way they talk.
Yes.
You can't.
When you go against the establishment, especially Kanye, because he's directly just gone, you know, against the establishment, has spoken.
You got to get your house in order.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's spoken against, like, Jews and stuff, and they run the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you do that, you need to know that your house, like you said, is in order.
But you can't vouch for someone like that. You don't know what they do behind closed doors.
It would have come out, bro.
It would.
Those guys move wild,
but,
bro.
But Mac, if I asked you 4 years ago, Diddy, do you think he would?
Exactly. You probably
chances are you would have said, nah, not Diddy, bro. Or Bill Cosby. Hey, our favorite grandfather, our favorite dad on growing up on TV. Or even the guy from Family Matters. What's his name? The
Steve
TV
Urkel?
Dad. Huh? No, Steve. TV dad. His dad or adoptive dad.
Oh, the police guy.
Yeah, yeah. He was having a relationship with Diddy. You know what I mean? Like, so you don't know people. And there's nothing wrong with a relationship with Diddy if that's how they are rolling as two men. But you don't know people till the thing comes out.
Hmm. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But I'm just saying that there's people that say some wild shit. And if you're going to say that stuff, you better make sure your house is in order. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but
sometimes like 50 Cent, bro.
True. And I agree with you. Mm. However, Diddy took to court Diageo, one of the biggest companies that produce alcohol in the world.
Yes.
When he keeps records and video recordings of him abusing male sex workers in his house. And all sorts of but creepy,
they did the same to Kanye. I agree, he sued Adidas and all that stuff, but they didn't find anything. Trust me, they were going to go to town with all that shit.
Valid. But what I'm saying is, before the Diddy stuff, we didn't think Diddy was capable of doing things.
But Diddy has never moved like Kanye. He's never gone out and challenged the establishment, gone out and called people out and be vocal about those stuff. He's just, you know, played to the system. So what I'm saying, when those guys move like that, for me, it screams, okay, like, you're one of the good guys.
I just feel like in the current climate, regardless of whether you're a Kanye, you've spoken up against the system, we need to also scrutinize the person making these allegations, because that's what they've done in that clip.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
You know what
I mean?
Anybody who makes these sexual harassment things, we need to also look, because we're too quick to look at how the guy who's being accused has moved. But because it's the kind of climate where it allows for people to just accuse anybody and get away with stuff, we need to look at them as well. And it must be also the climate where innocent men, when they are proven innocent, must also strike back with a fury and a wrath to the ones who are accusing people. Because you're accusing this guy, hoping that he loses the bag, he loses deals, he loses his livelihood. So what's the ramification when you're proven wrong?
Do you think this PTD thing is Diageo? Do you think it's Diageo?
Number one, karma. Because he's done people foul, bro. You don't just...
Yeah, but look at the timing.
Number two, I do. Yeah, I do.
Nah. I've been sitting on this shit, nah.
Maybe they've known, I don't know. Or maybe they dug when he started being funny, because they had
Because remember, you know, when you work with these guys, you got to stay in your place, you know what I mean? And then once you want to go another level, that's when they shut shit down for you, you know?
Yeah. I highly believe it is. But we must also be very careful in making him a victim. He did wrong people.
And also, equally so,
one, because there's also the narrative that, but there are others out there, other billionaires, white billionaires who are doing these things as well.
Yes.
And when their day comes as well, we must judge them on the sins they've been accused of, whether they did them or not. You know what I mean? Over and above the climate of things and the narrative, and hey, it's the season of exposing billionaires. Did you do it or not? Oh, fuck, you actually slept with children, bro. That is fucked up. Or, oh, shit, you drugged women to have sex with them? That is fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not recusing P. Diddy. I'm not recusing him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's a victim yet.
Yeah, definitely.
No, definitely.
And two things can be correct at the same time.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it could be so you guys knew that crimes were being committed, but you chose to withhold the information till you can weaponize it against the guy when he steps up to you.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? That's also foul. But that's also to say, like, oh, fuck. Oh, it's like Tabo Pesta. It's fucked up that he's not getting maybe a Nandi Pothas, a treatment in prison like the rest of other prisoners. There are other prisoners out there who kill people, serial rapists, serial murderers in the same cells who are getting better treatment, but they, because they thing is public and whoever, they're getting a different treatment, that's wrong. But also, doesn't mean they're saints. He killed people. He raped people. Nandipa facilitated in the illegal movement of bodies and the illegal escape or escape generally. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's another thing that we need to consider, you know, like, but shit, bro, it's not looking good for him, man.
We're getting ready for Northwest this weekend. You guys ready? Ooh. Back on the road, man.
We're in Northwest this weekend, bro. Where are we, man?
Yeah, we're Northwest. Yeah.
Where are we, bro? Northwest.
And I was with my mom. She was telling me that when I come out, I don't look at the crowd, so I must stop doing that. She said, I just look at Pops and sit down, which she doesn't like.
Oh, so.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so I must wave to the crowd and like.
Oh, and look at everybody.
I'm out!
Yeah.
I've come out!
Throw your hands then, up in
the air. And then also she's like, you're laughing at me. Oh, she also said something about you guys.
Oh,
yeah, tell us,
it?
Bro, yeah. Tell us, man.
She
tell
said
us,
at the on. End, you guys need to do something. Like, give us a show. You can't just come and stand there because people just come and stand there.
Yeah. Oh. Who needs to send that
Yo.
Oh, who needs?
So you guys must plan something. You've got a few days.
Yeah, who needs? Who needs?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
no, no. I'm starting at Northwest. Yeah.
Who needs?
I don't know. Twerk or dance. MC, I don't know.
Do something.
Something.
Hey, yeah. Walk, cry. Hey.
Yeah.
Something, man.
Come out like a cheer like leading squad.
Yeah. We're waiting. You guys, you got enough time. You got enough time.
Yeah, yeah. Practice. Yeah,
step. Something.
Turn around.
Because even them, have you seen they're reluctant now to come on stage?
Yes.
Because they know that they're just standing.
Yeah.
Standing.
Oh. And if you call out you first, then you have to stand
there. They're standing there waiting
for a long
there,
time. Like,
so Northwest
105.
I'm coming out. I'm looking at the crowd. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
What should I do? Should I go?
Maybe do a dance, Nyana.
Yeah, no, you know I can't dance, man.
Do something. How?
Should I go?
No, man. Just do whatever comes naturally at that point, man.
Throw a cake. Remember that DJ used to throw cake at the crowd.
Hey, what?
The DJ.
No cake.
Oh, Aoki. What's his name?
Steve Aoki. Should I do that?
The Japanese looking guy.
Okay. Maybe I walk out with some chillest punch in my hands and I just... I need something cool, man.
You want to throw a kick?
T-shirts. Throw away t-shirts.
Okay, t-shirts.
That guy throws a cake.
You also have time. You can perform something.
Yeah. Cake is so random. You must throw something random, man.
Like what?
Like did you say a kid?
A kid.
Not a baby.
A baby.
Oh, okay.
No, man, you can't throw a baby.
No.
You want to throw a baby?
No, man.
Hey, partner.
Okay, we'll think of something.
What is it?
No, I'm saying we'll think of something.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So you guys, what are you guys going to do?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, we'll see you in Northwest.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Shots will decide. It's his weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, please, guys, decide.
Nice. But a walk around would be dope, man. What do we say? What do we say?
Yeah.
They're going to do war crimes now.
Whatever. They must do something.
Oh, guys. I know.
We want to see a performance.
We want to see a performance.
Want to value. If you're on stage, then want to have value. See value. Hey, did you hear my song?
Huh?
Yo.
Oh.
You didn't send it to me. Did you send it?
I'm very cuckoo. Why must I send my song
Google
to you?
Me.
Google me.
Come on. Yeah, beautiful song. Can we play out with it?
Yeah, we can.
On the show.
Of course.
We'll play out with it,
Yeah, yeah.
It's an amazing song, bro. It's called The Kabang.
Yeah.
Sotho vocalist, Kamuqaba. Mm. Amazing, bro. It speaks of families and the generally what happens with families where you find your mom telling you, or then your cousin that you grew up being a kid with no longer comes to your place because there's arguments. Sometimes they stem from jealousy. Sometimes they stem from whatever. You know what I mean? And the argument of families and families just never seeing eye to eye anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's a very special song because the guy who gave him the beat sang in Sotho, and there's not a lot of Sotho songs.
Wow.
So the Kabang is in Kabano, essentially. Oh. It's an amazing, it's a special song, The Kabang. Shout out Caterpillar, Smash. Smash also worked on Uhambe Rongo with Bandros, Kelvin Momo. Uhambe Rongo.
Oh, yes.
Kamu's on the vocals. Oh, it's a special song.
But I have no doubt, dog. You take your time with music.
Yeah.
Always, dog.
Like, this is once a year.
Make it hit.
Oh, yeah, there's no time.
Make it like, hey, you bet. You bet. Yeah, you bet.
Make yourself. Uploader now.
Make sells quarters. I sell seven column food. You don't taste my quarter. He sells quarters. Like, hey, come. Hey, you pull a number. Hey, for sack. Wait, no, but then 7 round. Shut up. Next! Hi, Mina. Mina,
hey, man, we are here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Bye.
See you, Northwest.
Rustenburg.
Yo. betala me khwai sale monati ka la penga o sa utwana dintori fetuile malume barisile kuta ivankile abasa kutile
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Parama chila, itlesha lefiki, ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the